So it reminds drivers, ultimately, that they are in charge of their bus. It lets them know that their voices will be heard, that they can respond as necessary. Again, administrators will have the ultimate disciplinary action say so, but this does empower the drivers to be involved in the process. It'll create a more safe environment for our students, for the drivers, and we'll just kind of hold administrators and boards accountable for the reaction to the complaints and the conduct reports.
And how does this differ from, say, district by district having their own policies about what happens on the bus?
So typically you're going to see that this is right in line with what their policy already is. The only really stipulation is that they're going to have to make this a separate transportation policy. This isn't included in student disciplinary behavior policies that are included in the student handbook, the guide that goes home with them on the first day. This is going to be a separate piece of paper, a separate contract that they're entering into, so that we can safely transport their child, and just to make sure that people are aware it's a privilege and not a responsibility.
Is that the big part of it, making this a separate document that a student and parent is agreeing to that says you have to act right on the bus?
Sure, it's just another level of accountability and transparency, and really just awareness, making sure parents understand what they're getting into, and then again, that the administrators and bus drivers, everybody's on the same page.
Gave a lot of stats, issues in Jefferson County, issues in Bullitt County on buses being on the rise. Do you think if this passes, this is going to help mitigate some of that?
I do, absolutely. And I think it'll help retention, employee retention, to let the drivers know that they have been heard and that we are actively working to make sure that that the environment will be better and improved. And so I think it's going to be a better situation for everybody involved.
Is it your understanding that currently there are no districts having this separate form at this point?
I can't say that definitively. There may already be districts that are doing that. Again, this would just codify it and make sure everybody's on the same page there as well.
And as far as the discussion on bus monitors, I'll just put it this way. A thought I had is that monitors may not want to put up with the grief of being a monitor on the bus. Is that what's keeping people from being monitored?
Well, what I heard, and I'm just going to say it kind of as bluntly as I heard it, is that sometimes you have a little old lady monitor on the bus who is there as a person just to have a presence on the bus, again, because the cameras don't do the same as the personal attention. And so what we're seeing is as the more violent behavior erupts, you're not going to see the little ladies either volunteering to do this or applying to do this or even being capable of doing it. So I know that there are certain buses that do have monitors. When I say they don't have monitors, as part of the general population transportation, there's not monitors implemented. And if they were offered at the beginning of the school year, I can't speak on that, but that is some of the issue, is it is becoming more violent, and just you need the right person in that position with, again, the training to be able to handle each situation appropriately.
Do you think this will be a pretty decent deterrent? I mean, you think it'll help address the issue significantly?
Unfortunately, what I heard diving in with the drivers and just on the local level, which was I was appalled by, was the level of parent and guardian aggression that they were seeing and threatening behavior. And so this absolutely, I think, especially being specific about KRS statutes, that will hold them accountable for their behavior, that they will be held accountable, not just with the transporting of their child, but legally. And so I do think it will be a deterrent for parents, guardians, first of all, knowing that we may refuse to transport your child, and secondly, we may bring charges against you if you are aggressive toward our driver. And so I absolutely am hoping that's what happens, is they are deterred from that behavior.
Okay. Just, district you've talked to are supportive of about bringing this on?
Absolutely. And I've let them, I've coordinated with superintendent safety supervisors. I've sent language out and got feedback. We've worked hand in hand on this. And even the more rural areas that don't see some of those, they see the need for just codifying some expectations for the boards and so yeah, absolutely, it's been popular.
Thank you so much.